Yeah, I got to do the same. I've got my house and my car. I only have one car now because I got a vehicle, a work vehicle. But they allow me to get the multi-car discount because I have the multi-car. Because it's not about having two vehicles on a policy. It's about splitting the risk factor, I guess. And, you know, if I have a work vehicle, I'm obviously driving the other vehicle recreationally or a lot less. So they have to take that into account. So they do at least give me a, I'm allowed to claim my work vehicle on my policy, as, you know, just for the purpose of multi-car discount. I think, you know, it costs me like $10 a year to have it included on the policy, and, you know, but I get, you know, $200 off on the whole policy. So it works out. But they've recently raised it for no reason. It's like, you know, I've got no children living at home anymore. I have one car, and it's a secondary vehicle. And, you know, I've hit every milestone, you know, possible. You know, credit score is, you know, impeccable. There's, you know, it's like, so what's your excuse now? Because every step of my life, you tell me, oh, well, it's this. Oh, well, it's that. You know, it's all of the kids. Oh, you know, this. Oh, that. You know, and, you know, now I've met every milestone, every single one of them, and why did it go up? And, you know, they can't give me an answer to that. But I've always paid more than everybody else, so I don't know what the hell is wrong. You know, I just, no matter, I search and I research and, you know, everything like that, and I just can never get the kind of deals I hear people talk about. But I got to shop again. I get everything all in one. The house, I got the house, the car, the multi-car discount with the work car, and then I got a rider, a, I don't know, $1 million or $2 million rider that just is like for liability. That's pretty cheap, just if somebody slips and falls on my property.